The loss of a pet is often a child's first encounter with death and grief. It's a profound experience that raises many existential questions and can bring up fears of abandonment. Contrary to common belief, children need to fully experience this grief to be supported in their questions and emotions. Denying or minimizing their sorrow, under the pretext of protecting them, only intensifies their confusion and feelings of isolation. To understand the specifics of pet grief in children, we must first recall the unique role the animal plays in their emotional and social development. A playmate, confidant, source of tactile comfort, the animal is a favorite partner with whom the child builds his identity and experiments with social roles. Through the relationship with the animal, the child learns to care for a living being, to decode its needs, to manage frustrations. In this way, they develop essential emotional and relational skills, such as empathy, patience, and responsibility. The disappearance of this close being is therefore a real emotional earthquake for the child, especially since their understanding of death is still developing and varies with age and maturity. Before the age of 5 to 6, death is often perceived as temporary and reversible, like cartoon characters who resurrect in each episode. The child may then struggle to grasp the permanent nature of the loss and continue to look for the departed pet. Between the ages of 6 and 9, understanding the irreversibility of death settles in gradually, but often in a concrete and literal way. The child may ask very blunt questions about what happens to the animal's body, worry about whether it's cold or hungry underground. These questions, sometimes unsettling for the adult, are a way for the child to confront the reality of death and manage their anxiety about this incomprehensible event. It is only around the age of 9 to 10 that death begins to be understood as a universal, inevitable, and final phenomenon. Children then gain a more abstract and existential view of loss, which can raise deep questions about the meaning of life and death. The disappearance of the pet can reactivate older griefs or trigger a fear of losing other loved ones. In the face of these upheavals, the child's reactions are often baffling to the adult. Weeping, anger, withdrawal, but also apparent indifference or unusual excitement are all normal manifestations of childhood grief. Some children will talk incessantly about the missing pet, while others will avoid the subject or take refuge in play. These sometimes contradictory behaviors reflect the child's difficulty in putting their sorrow into words and their need to balance the expression of their emotions. In aiding the child through their grieving process, it is crucial to include them in farewell rituals for the pet, letting them be present during euthanasia if they want, inviting them to choose a photo or a keepsake, including them in the commemoration ceremony are ways of legitimizing their sorrow and boosting their feeling of control over the situation. Even small children, who don't yet fully understand the concept of death, need these tangible actions to realize the loss. It is also vital to give the child a compassionate space for discussion, where they can express their emotions and questions without fear of being judged. Rather than imposing our own concepts of death, let them voice their beliefs and hypotheses. If they think their cat has gone to heaven, don't correct them but welcome this comforting view. If they worry about their dog being lonely in a pet paradise, reassure them that it will find all its playmates there. The key is to validate their emotions and show them that they are not alone in this trial. Creative activities are also valuable allies in helping children express their experiences visually and verbally. Drawing the departed pet, creating a memory album, writing a letter or a poem are ways to connect with the beloved being and symbolize the bond that persists beyond death. These resources can also serve as prompts for family discussions about the time shared with the pet, the joyful or moving anecdotes. By jointly recalling these memories, we help the child integrate this relationship into their history and envisage a future where life continues, albeit differently. Lastly, it's important to be alert to signs of complicated grief in the child. A prolonged withdrawal, sleep, or appetite disorders, a drop in school performance can indicate distress that is struggling to subside. In these situations, professional support, psychologist, therapist, may be needed to help the child overcome this grief and restore their emotional safety. For beyond the sadness, it is indeed the question of emotional safety that is at the heart of pet grief in children. In losing their companion, the child also loses a key emotional reference point, a comforting and unconditional presence, showing them that other attachments persist, that the love of their relatives is still there even if the pets has died out, is essential in helping them get through this trial without losing faith in life and relationships. A subtle challenge for parents and educators, who must also deal with their own grief. But an essential challenge, for the way this first grief is experienced and supported will influence the child's approach to separations and future losses long term. By helping them manage this upheaval, making sense of it and growing from it, we lay the foundations for emotional resilience that will carry them throughout their lives. Points to remember. The loss of a pet is often the first grief a child experiences and raises many existential questions. Accompanying the child in this process, without denying or minimizing their grief, is crucial. The pet holds a unique place in the child's emotional and social development. Therefore, its loss is a significant emotional shock. How a child understands death evolves with age. Perceptions of death as temporary before 5 to 6 years, a gradual understanding of its irreversible nature between 6 and 9 years, and a more abstract and existential view around 9 to 10 years. Children's reactions to grief can be disorienting, crying, anger, apparent indifference, etc., reflecting their difficulty in expressing their sorrow. To help the child, it's important to include them in the goodbye rituals, offer them a kind space to talk, encourage them to express their emotions through creative activities, and to discuss together memories shared with the pet. Be mindful of the signs of complicated grief, and do not hesitate to consult a professional if needed. Beyond sadness, the child's emotional safety is at stake. Helping them get through this trial by reinforcing their other bonds is vital to their future emotional resilience.